Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
We've got good news. The world is open again, and people like you, people of faith, are traveling to Catholic sites around the world. Want to travel with exceptional Catholic leaders this fall, next year, or in the future? Are you looking to see specific sites, celebrate traditional Latin Mass, or travel to destinations without vaccine requirements? We are here to help you deepen your faith on pilgrimage. Give us a call at 1-800-842-4842 or visit us online at selectinternationaltours.com. Select International Tours is your pilgrimage company, and we have the perfect Catholic trip for you.
Are you looking to serve God and society? Consider putting your gifts to work as a lawyer. Ave Maria School of Law has been educating faith-filled lawyers for over 20 years. Ave Maria School of Law is committed to training lawyers to use law appropriately around the moral issues of our time. Visit avemarialaw.edu to learn more about integrating your faith with a law degree.
Hey, you're listening to Clumsy Theosis, a Catholic podcast that explores topics within the Catholic faith to help us deepen our spiritual lives, own our relationship with the Lord, and strengthen His church. Hey, what's up? My name is Rochelle Lucero, and you're listening to the Clumsy Theosis podcast. If you have been keeping up with our current series on the virtues, you will know that with our last episode, we finished the cardinal virtues, which are prudence, justice, courage, and temperance. And so next week, we're going to be venturing into the theological virtues of faith, hope, and charity. And since we're at this transition point between cardinal virtues and theological virtues, I thought this would be a great time to check in. You know, and I want to ask you, what you are doing with your new or your deeper insight on the cardinal virtues? You know, which of the virtues have you been working on and what are you experiencing? Are you progressing or are you experiencing some sort of setback? Ask yourself this, check in with yourself and see what is the Lord doing within you with this new information that you now have or deeper information on the virtues. Or if you want, you can even tell me about it. I would love to hear what's going on in your spiritual life, or if you have any questions about what we've covered so far. And you guys know the drill. You can find me on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Clumsy Theosis. Send me a message and I'll get back to you. But regarding your progress with regard to the virtues, what I hope is happening, at the very least, I hope that you're becoming aware of all of the areas in your day-to-day, regular, everyday, ordinary life where you can practice a multitude of virtues. And also that you're not getting discouraged or losing motivation, because we all have rough patches in the spiritual life when we're cultivating virtues, you name it. Anything in the spiritual life, we all have rough patches, and particularly when it comes to the virtues, if you're not having one of those rough patches now, if you're not being stretched right now, you will be someday. And I've got some wisdom to share with you from C.S. Lewis that will encourage and motivate you. So if you don't need it now, remember it because it will help you later. And also, what I'm about to share with you in this episode, it's also going to give you yet another glimpse at God's love for you. So let's see what we're talking about with C.S. Lewis. I know we've talked about the Narnia series before, and yes, C.S. Lewis is well known for writing the children's Narnia series, but he's also extremely well known for writing and talking a lot on the topic of Christian apologetics. And that's what we're going to look at today, his book called Mere Christianity, which is on Christian apologetics. Now, if you're like me and you're not like the biggest fan of apologetics, I mean, I usually find strict apologetics, I find it really dry and tiresome. Yeah, that's how I feel about it. He's not that way at all. He has a gift. And I actually found Mere Christianity amusing when I read it. So if you have not read Mere Christianity, I recommend that you read it someday. So let's dive in and look at what he has to say about the virtues. There is a difference between doing some particular just or temperate action and being a just or temperate man. Someone who is not a good tennis player may now and then make a good shot. What you mean by a good player is a man whose eye and muscle and nerves have been so trained by making innumerable good shots that they can now be relied on. They have a certain tone or quality, which is there even when he is not playing, just as a mathematician's mind has a certain habit and outlook, which is there even when he's not doing mathematics. In the same way, a man who perseveres in doing just actions gets in the end a certain quality of character. Now, it is that quality, rather than the particular actions, which we mean when we talk of virtue. So here's where this is true. Theosis is not about performing the right deed or the right action. It's not about the external. It's about being transformed by Christ interiorly. It's about your interior, right? And the externals will follow naturally as your interior is transformed. Think about when Jesus fulfilled the Old Covenant. He didn't abolish the law, as in the Ten Commandments or the Levitical law, which we read about in the book of Leviticus, if you have ever read the book of Leviticus. He fulfills the law, giving us two new commandments. Remember, he said that you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and all your mind. That this is the first commandment, and the second is like it, that you shall love your neighbor as yourself. Right? This is Matthew 22, verse 37 through 39. So doing the right action for the wrong reason, it's not going to help create that quality of character that C.S. Lewis is referencing, because that quality of character, that's what makes a saint, right? Perseverance makes saints. Virtuous living, right, is what we need to undertake if we want to be saints. Virtuous living means a life of perseverance, so that we can attain that great quality, that saintly quality. God doesn't want rule followers. He wants people who have a special quality of character. And that quality of character is love. Love that eggs us on to persevere, like athletes who train even when they're tired or their muscles are fatigued. If you have been an athlete or even a musician, you know, those hours, those times when you really have to knuckle down and push through so that you can grow in your craft or your sport. You know what that's like. I know what that's like. And maybe you're like a spiritual master. And if you are, I don't know why you're listening to this show, but thank you so much. Please teach me something. But even spiritual masters, they know what that's like, knuckling down and really persevering in the spiritual life. But I have to tell you, we're called to be spiritual athletes, but sometimes I do not feel like a spiritual athlete. You know, there are times when I feel like super uncoordinated. I feel like I'm out of shape. I'm like a limp noodle, you know, and I'm rocking a spiritual flat tire around my midriff, right? I just do not feel like a spiritual athlete sometimes. And when that happens, because I'm sure that I'm not the only person that happens to, remember this. This right here is going to put that into perspective. C.S. Lewis, he really shows us a glimpse into the love that God has for us. Here's what I mean. He says, "We may indeed be sure that perfect chastity, like perfect charity, will not be attained by any merely human effort. You must ask God for help. Even when you have done so, it may seem to you for a long time that no help or less help than you need is being given. Never mind. After each failure, ask forgiveness, pick yourself up, and try again. Very often, what God first helps us towards is not the virtue itself, but just this power of always trying again. For however important chastity or courage or truthfulness or any other virtue may be, this process trains us in habits of the soul which are more important skills. It cures our illusion about ourselves and teaches us to depend on God. We learn, on the one hand, that we cannot trust ourselves even in our best moments, and on the other hand, that we need not despair even in our worst, for our failures are forgiven. The only fatal thing is to sit down content with anything less than perfection." All right. Tell me that God does not love you after reading that, right? He wants you to grow in the virtues, and he's going to help you grow in the virtues, but the first thing he's going to do is help us to learn how to persevere, right? This speaks so much of what Paul says in Hebrews 12:1 when he says, "Let us run with perseverance the race that has been set before us." you know, like me, persevering week after week, asking you guys to give me your hard-earned money so that I can grow Clumsy Theosis and do more with it, right? And if you have not donated or you've been considering donating, now's the time. Head over to clumsytheosis.net, click the donate button in the menu, and see all the ways that you can give. $5 a month is very helpful. End of commercial. But seriously, perseverance is where it's at. And while I was preparing this episode, I don't know what decade you grew up in, but for me, I'm totally a 90s kid, you know, 90s sitcoms and music. You know, I was really into hip hop, rap, and R&B. And so, you know, the late great princess of hip hop, Aaliyah, she is, you know, kind of embedded in my soul, her and her lyrics. And I could not help but think about the song that she released called Try Again. If you know what I'm talking about, then virtual high five, right? Because you and I are on the same wavelength. But really, I was thinking about that song. Like, I even, you know what, to be really honest with you, I took a break while preparing and I found the video on YouTube for this music video. And I think I listened to it 3 times in a row. No shame. Anyways, but back on topic, right? Persevering, getting up and trying again, right? That is, I don't even know where that came from. Sorry for that tangent. Perseverance is what it takes to live the virtuous life, right? And if you trip and you even face plant, you know, straight in the dirt, you can pick yourself up and you can try again because Jesus is there. He is there with you, offering you special graces to get up and to persevere because he wants you to win. He wants you to win this race, right? And he wants you to race like a G. And that's all I have to say about that, right? And that's a quote from Forrest Gump. Thank you. I will leave you guys on that note today. It's been a weird day for me, and you just got a tiny, tiny little peek of it. So that's today's episode. I hope it was motivational for you, and I hope it did just show you how much God loves you, how much he's setting you up for success, how much he's giving you in order to attain sainthood and spend eternity with him. All right, we have a YouTube channel. Please don't forget, go to our YouTube channel, Clumsy Theosis Podcast, hit subscribe, share the videos, and until next week, peace out. Thank you for tuning in to Clumsy Theosis. I'm so happy that you've been able to hang out. If you want to learn more about Clumsy Theosis, you are more than welcome to visit my website, clumsytheosis.net. From clumsytheosis.net, you will also be able to contact me if you're interested in booking me as a speaker, or if you're just feeling generous and you'd like to make a donation. Remember that together we can transform the world by letting the Lord transform us.
This is Kevin O'Brien of EWTN's Theater of the Word. I'm excited also to teach middle school and high school literature, speech, and drama with homeschoolconnections.com, an online Catholic curriculum provider. Your student can meet with me online for a live, interactive class. Whether you take apologetics with John Martinoni, or grade school with Jackie De La Viaga, or any of the other 400-plus courses with homeschoolconnections.com, online Catholic learning for your homeschooling family is available for you.